Hey, here's an interesting question for you, gentlemen. When you got married, what was the most significant way your life changed? I had a great conversation over the weekend with one of our cohorts who has just enjoyed having a young addition to their family.
Uh-huh.
And he and I were talking, and he's like, man, things are different. I'm like, yes.
You think?
And they always will be. And I tried very hard to be positive and let him know that.
tried?
Well, you know, when you're newly married and you're living life, life is awesome, man. You go out, you can go to a movie, you go to your dates, life together is awesome the first, couple, 3 years or whatever, and then you decide, oh, let's start a family. And
Yeah. You're
thinking, everybody's thinking, yes, that's a great idea. Let's start with a family.
You know what?
You are never prepared for what that changes you. And it's a beautiful thing. I would not change anything at all. I love our daughter. I think having a daughter was the best thing that happened to our family. I love it.
But she's had an impact on your relationship.
She is a huge impact. Yeah, and it is a big change. All of a sudden, you can't just think about yourself. You have to be focused on this new little creature.
I feel sorry for weddings where the bride is starting to show.
Yeah.
Because you don't have those couple of years where it's just
yep.
you. It's bang, the yeah. baby is here right away.
That was one of the things that everybody, when we got married, everybody said, take time,
yep.
at least a year or two, and just be you. We were very heavily involved as volunteers in the church, and they said, you know what? The first year, you can even back off of that. Focus on you. It's the only time in your marriage you're going to have a chance to be
right.
selfish. So be, do. And then when the family comes, you got to knuckle down and give it all to the kid.
Have the kids once you and your wife are beginning to tire of each other.
Wow, that's great advice. That's awesome because we all know the communication and everything else just improves. So here are some things, gentlemen, that you need to be aware of that may happen to you once you and the little lady get hitched and decide to live in the same location. You ready for this?
Mm.
10 things that, according to a survey, women want to toss of ours, get rid of. You ready?
Sure.
Clothes. Guys, she's going to go through all of our clothes, and she's going to throw out the T-shirts, the ones that are really comfy. They may have a hole or two. They may be signed by Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
because of that concert you went to way back in the day.
No. Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're going to get tossed.
She has the power to dress you now? That's what we're talking about here?
She'll try.
She will go through your clothes and say, look at these jeans. These are threadbare. They need to be thrown out. Look at this shirt. This is ridiculous. It's got coffee stains on it. It's got to be thrown out. So it's going to happen. The other thing is, do you have old sports magazines, old Rolling Stone magazines?
Oh, no, it's not those.
Maybe a few.
Not the Playboy collection. No!
Those are gone. Those are going to be tossed out. Hobby stuff like your model airplanes and trains going to get tossed. I want to know what happened to the old slot cars I used to have as a kid. I loved those. I think I ran them to the point where they broke.
Sold for $299 at a garage sale.
Probably so. Probably sold.
Stuff only happens if you allow it to happen, by the way.
Old seat. No, this is stuff that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen if you don't allow it.
And it. Yeah. How did that work for you?
It worked, actually.
Yeah, sure it did. There's stuff that she threw out of yours that you never knew.
Well, that's probably true. I protected some of it, at least.
Sure you did. You held on to it. Have you looked at, like, your CDs? No, you're not throwing this away. Have you looked in the jewel cases?
I still have all my records and everything, yeah.
Have you looked in the album covers? The album covers are still there, but the vinyl's gone, man. She sold that stuff, and
Tom is going to want Air Supply's Greatest Hits, and it's just not going to be there.
I have Air Supply's Greatest Hits, by the way.
That's
terrible.
That doesn't surprise me. She's going to toss out your sofa, because her furniture is nicer. Even though it may not be as nice, as comfortable. Your sports memorabilia, gone. Artwork she doesn't like, like that neon Budweiser sign.
And the Lottie Anderson frame poster.
Yeah, that's gone.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, wait a minute. But this is why, even when you're starting out, you need a place that's big enough for a room or for space
Man
that
cave.
Is yours.
Because right? This is why there are so many divorces after only a year of marriage. Because this stuff starts to happen.
That's not the reason. Your ripped up old computer chair. Well, that thing probably should go anyway. Your sound system, because it takes up too much space. And all the fitness equipment that you have, but you never use. Reading over this, I realized of all the stuff that I've had accumulated in my life, I think I have two boxes in the basement.
That's it?
I think I got two boxes.
What the hell?
I think that's what I got left. Two boxes.
Two boxes?
Two boxes in the basement. And I wouldn't even be surprised if I didn't have that much. I'm one of those guys.
I have entire rooms full of crap.
I'm not surprised. I'm not. But see, I'm one of those guys that if I haven't used it in 6 months or a year at the most, it's got to go. It's got to go. It's just taking up space.
With most things, I agree with that. There's got to be a happy medium between you throwing everything out and the hoarding at Casa de King that's happening over here.
When are you going to get therapy for that?
You know, it's all stuff that has either sentimental value or real value, so I keep it around.
There is no real value in old milk cartons. There's no sentimental value
I don't collect garbage. Mm. I collect memorabilia. I collect stuff that I actually might be able to sell at some point in time.
The strawberry
finance my lavish retirement. That's coming.
There's no value in the strawberry shortcake glasses that you got from Burger King back in 1989. Your Beanie Baby collection. There's no value there.
I saved every Sports Illustrated magazine from like the late 60s to now.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years ago, I sold a big chunk of the collection for hundreds of dollars.
Ooh.
What a guy does.
So all of that collecting bugs and taking up space, hundreds of dollars.
I mean, hundreds of dollars for old magazines. So don't tell me they're not worth anything.
Tom's financed his retirement for 3 days.
Yeah. Did you tell him he couldn't open the swimsuit editions?
I didn't include the swimsuit editions. I still have those.
Of course you do.
Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. My head is really sore. At work I will be bored. My boss won't leave me alone. Wish I could stay at home. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Black coffee I will pour. I might have three or four. Rather pass a kidney stone than smell my boss's cologne. Monday's here once more.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.